Hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with travel expert Trish McDermott. Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm fine, Paul. How are you?
Okay, good. It's holiday time, and which gives some people some opportunity, family-wise, to get out and do some good things. So tell us some nice things that people can do.
Well, a lot of us, of course, are going home for the holidays, right? Maybe 45, 50 mm-hmm. million of us just Thanksgiving week. So that's great, right? Because holidays are really gathering times for families. And if you have young kids, bringing them home to grandma and grandpa can be super special. But that said, you have to deal with the hassle and really very, very stressful pain points of family travel. If you've ever flown with children during one of the busy peak holiday periods, it can be a bit of a nightmare.
This is so. This is very true. So how can we help from making that happen?
Well, we just surveyed families that will travel for Thanksgiving, and we asked them what are the most stressful aspects of your trip. And I think not surprisingly, they said overwhelmingly that getting through the airport with all your stuff, your luggage and your baby equipment and your babies and toddlers and through security checkpoint and then getting those kids on the plane and keeping them happy and your fellow passengers happy can really be a lot of work. So we have a couple of tips to make that a little bit easier. Baby Air is a baby gear. We're a baby gear rental platform. So our whole theory is that families should pack super light. Don't trudge everything through the airport. Rent it when you get to your destination. We'll run to your hotel and bring you a crib and a car seat, and we'll bring your kids a big bin of toys, which will keep them really, really happy. But getting right?
Yeah, this is very, you're in the today kind of world. This is a big change in schlepping.
There's no more schlepping for millennial parents. They're all about the experience, and they want it to be super easy. So in terms of actually getting through the airport, the security checkpoint can be super challenging for families. But some families may not know you can actually cut to the front of the line often. There's often a family line at the TSA checkpoint that will move you all the way up front. And if you can remember that, and if you can prep your kids so it's not really stressful for them, tell them the TES agents are our friends, which of course they are, and let them know what to expect when they put their things on the conveyor belt and they walk through the security checkpoint, you'll have a much, much happier kids.
And let me say this because it is so here. Trish is one of the co-founders of Match.com, so she understands relationships. I guess you have a love for people to meet new people, to make their lives smoother. Would you say that's a big part of your, what's called DNA?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, Paul, I do like to do work that changes people's lives. Match.com was a game changer for so many single people all over the world. It's in like 30 countries now, right? Everyone is using the internet to date online. And when we started Match.com, nobody had ever heard of online dating. They thought we were crazy. So a couple of us from Match, we decided to do it again. We decided we wanted to build a new kind of business that people might be a little bit unfamiliar with that would change another aspect of life. So now we're looking at family travel. First, we put the families together. The babies were born. Now we're figuring out how to help them travel more.
Sure, you're pretty cool. That's really good. You know, I'm going to even spell it out because baby plus concierge together, B-A-B-I-E-R-C-E-C. Oh, is that a no?
You're not, Paul,
I'm not spelling it right.
Trouble with the name.
No, I think the, go on, please.
It's B-A-B-I-E-R-G-E, baby heirs, but the Y is an I. And we see ourselves as a concierge service for babies and, by extension, their parents, right? So we're trying to hack family travel in a way that just makes it a lot more enjoyable for everyone.
No, I'm with you. I'm a grandpa, okay? So let's talk grandpa talk for a moment out here because I'm a schlepper of carrying things, and my daughter, you know, has to have a big car in essence, needs a big car because there's more stuff to carry around and so on and so forth. So in essence, so we go away, You got a place out there in Montauk Bay or some? Where can we do this? Where can the service actually happen? Is it all around the country, or do you have some test markets? Or tell us.
You know, Paul, we've grown super fast. So we launched about 18 months ago. We're in 104 markets in the U.S. and Canada now, and we open up new markets every week. We're gig economy, so we're working with mostly moms, although some retired people too, who want to make a side income helping families travel. It's actually really fun. You drive to their hotel, set up some gear, and then a week later you come back and pick it all up. But if any of your listeners are interested in a career renting baby gear, I'd be happy to talk to them about that as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, my daughter has a lot of kids, and you know that whole there, and many of them are moms and so on, and want to find new ways to move forward. Well, that's great. Let me ask you. Well, congratulations once again. On this outreach, it sounds really, really wise, and it probably saves some people's backs as well. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life, Trish?
Yeah, I mean, good news for us right now is the opportunity in this great country to build a business that not only helps families, but we are empowering so many entrepreneurs to launch on our platform. It's really fun to sit back and see. And at the end of the day, it's just like having built Match. You want to feel like something that you did, your hard work, paid off in ways that are far beyond the dollar value. So, you know, every time I see a baby with a big smile on his or her face when I walk into a hotel room with a giant bin of toys, I feel like I've done my day's work.
Yay. So last question. We're very involved with World Peace, International Day of Peace, and I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? And if you wouldn't mind, Trish, because you've helped a lot of people, even through Match.com and now through this new business, have a more peaceful way of life. What does peace mean to you?
No, that's a great question, and I think there's a lot of unsettled feeling going on in this country right now. But for me, it's connection. So when I sit with my kids and we just are quiet, or we're reading a little book together, or we're listening to each other, it's that friendly hello. It's like feeling like by some small gesture, you've made a connection with your community, your family, or really by extension, the world, right? We have to keep connecting ourselves to each other.
I love it. In fact, the motto of our company is all we are is what we are with each other. That's beautiful, Trish. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Congratulations. Bye-bye.